Welcome back to another edition of the Cleveland Baseball Talk Podcast. I'm Joe Noga, joined by Paul Hoynes. Hoynesy, the Guardians and Brewers tied 3-3 yesterday. But the big story out of that game, Tristan McKenzie back on the mound for his first spring training start. Tristan looked pretty good out there. Got through a few innings, and all the reports are that he came through pain-free and healthy. So what do you take away from Tristan McKenzie logging a couple of innings against the Brewers yesterday?
Yeah, Joe, big start for Tristan. Two scoreless, and now, you know, that whole rotation has taken a first turn with everyone healthy, which is a key. But I think it was a big step for Tristan, just because, you know, he was the last starter to, make that start, to make that first spring training start. They'd held him back because of his shoulder and elbow injuries from last year. And he, kind of cruised through those first two innings. So that's a good sign. And, listening to his post-game interview, he was really fired up. He was excited about it. Said he felt really, really comfortable. The innings went smoothly. So it's a positive step.
Yeah. As far as what this means for how they're going to use him for the rest of spring training and get him ready with that eye on, opening day and that first time through the rotation in the early part of the season. I'm sure that they'll still be very cautious with him. They'll still not necessarily slow play him, but, not push him super hard. But once he, demonstrates that he can be out there in intense situations in high leverage innings, then, and come through it without any sort of physical defects afterwards, then, maybe they'll slowly and gradually start to take the chains off of him and let him go.
Oh, yeah. I think, the two innings was a big step. Next time out, I'm sure it'll be three, maybe pitch into the fourth inning. You're 2 weeks in, you've got about 3 weeks left to camp. It's time. He's still got plenty of time to build up, but it's time to, take some serious steps and make progress every start.
Yeah. And what do you think of that spring training rule where, if you're laboring in an inning, if your pitch count is up around 25 and they want to pull you out, let somebody else finish off the inning, and then they can reinsert you to get that third inning maybe next time through. That's got to be a benefit and a help to a guy, especially it's tailor made for somebody like Tristan McKenzie in this situation.
Yeah, he didn't have to do that. Carlos Carrasco did it in the game, but the reentry rule is kind of nice. It's, when it happens, you do a double take and you're wondering what's going on here. But, it does serve a purpose. You are able to, get a pitcher out of there when he might be struggling, but then get him back in the very next inning to get him some work. So, to continue that progress of building his arm.
Yeah, and he might not even be struggling at the time. It might be just, we've seen Trevor Bauer not struggle, but, throw a lot of pitches in an inning, even though he's striking guys out and being successful. It just helps, reduce sort of that wear and tear and still give them that opportunity to, get the feeling of coming in for, between innings and sitting and then getting back up and going, that up-down sort of feeling. That they need to have and they need to start developing at this point in spring training. So, it's a good option to have for a guy like McKenzie. Like you said, we saw Carlos Carrasco. He went 2 1/3 innings, did give up 3 runs on 3 hits, struck out a batter, but he walked 2 guys. The command was maybe a little erratic there. But this was what Carrasco's third appearance of the spring. So, they're giving him every opportunity to go out there and show them what he's capable of.
Yeah, Joe, one of his old catchers, Eric Haas, got him for a 2-run homer. Probably, that probably didn't sit well with Carlos, but he's getting his work in, and he's in that group of pitchers, really kind of a, you know, you just don't know who's going to come out of that. You've got Tyler Bibee, you've got Carrasco, you've got Ben Lively, Xavion Curry, all guys that can do a little of both, you know, relieve and start. And we'll have to see, you know, who eventually comes out as the winner in that competition.
And we saw Scott Barlow come in for the second time this spring, really kind of struggle with his command. But again, this is a veteran guy, and we don't know what he might or might not be working on with breaking pitches and that kind of thing. He struck out two and walked two in two-thirds of an inning. Tyler Zuber did come in and get him out of that third inning with a one out in that frame. So Eli Morgan came in and pitched, gave up a hit. Tim Herron. Three strikeouts for Tim Herron in the eighth inning. So, you know, a lot of positives there on the pitching side of things. What did you take away just from in general the guys that we saw? Even a guy like Cade Smith, youngster, came in and was able to get an out and get out of an inning.
Yeah, those last three guys, Joe, Morgan, Herron, and Sobrowski, came in. Pitched the last three innings, and out of nine possible outs, they had the eight strikeouts. So, you know, it doesn't get much better than that. So they really did a nice job. You know, other than Carlos, you know, nobody gave up a run. So it was another strong outing by the pitching staff. And we saw some offense here and there. You know, Tyler Freeman doubled home a run. Angel Martinez tripled home a run, DeLauder, Chase DeLauder had an RBI single, accounting for Cleveland's runs.
Yeah, we keep saying that name. We keep saying Chase DeLauder, and he keeps coming through with hits and being productive. It's not just, you know, hitting home runs or you know, a big extra base hits or anything like that. This guy is able to come out there and be a factor in the run production game, and that's good to see. We'll talk a little bit later about you know, whether or not we see him sticking around for much longer in this camp, but this is the kind of productivity that the Guardians need from a guy who plays the outfield.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, you hit the nail on the head there, Joe. You know, in the second inning with two outs, you know, he's batting eighth in the lineup. You know, you would think, you know, a guy trying to impress people would be swinging from his heels, but he draws a walk and gets Angel Martinez, with the hottest hitter in camp, to the plate, and Martinez triples him home. So it shows you he's got a pretty good baseball IQ as well.
Yeah, I'm sure that there were many breaths being held as DeLauder was rounding the bases on that triple, just to, you know, you want to see a guy who's got an injury history. You want to see him push at certain points, but it sounds like, and it looks like the foot is healthy and he's able to go out there and just cut it loose. You know, that's what they sort of want to see out of this kid. They need to see more of him in more opportunities for at bats and facing competitive situations. So it's another reason why, I kind of think that he's targeted for minor league camp at some point, just so that he can get more at-bats and play every day on a regular basis. But what we've seen of him so far, we've really liked, and it's a pretty positive feeling. Anybody else really stand out in that game yesterday? I saw Kyle Manzardo also had a hit and three trips to the plate.
Yeah, Manzardo's had a, you know, strong spring, real consistent spring. It was good to see Bo Naylor back in the lineup after, you know, being out for about 5-6 games with back spasms. He took an 0-for-3, but he threw a guy out attempting to steal. So that was just good to see Bo back in there and, you know, looking healthy.
Yeah, Davison De Los Santos, another young guy in camp. Rule 5 guy, so he's, you know, competing for a spot on the roster. Four at bats, two strikeouts, not a lot to show for it right now. He's hitting 150 with a 300 OPS. So, you know, maybe the pressure of trying to win a roster spot is catching up to him. This is a guy who he should be out there, really sort of carefree, because he knows that at some point he's either going to make the club or he's going to get offered back to a team that was, really sort of distraught that he had been taken off of their roster.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He's got a lot on his plate. You know, he is. We've talked about this before. They're testing him in right field and left field. You know, he's a corner infielder by trade, and he's, you know, trying to impress the front office and the coaching staff with his bat as well. So there's what did Terry Francona say? He always tells young players, don't make the same mistake twice. And learn fast. And I think De Los Santos is trying to learn as much as he can, as quickly as he can, and then put it on the field. And that's not always the easiest thing to do.
Right. Today's matchup, the Guardians are going to travel up to Mesa, and they're going to face the Oakland A's. Alex Wood on the mound for the A's. He's a lefty, so good practice for them to see a lefty on the mound. Shane Bieber goes again for the Guardians, his second spring training start. What are we looking forward to out of Shane this afternoon?
Yeah, Shane, kind of struggled a little bit his first time out. 2 1/3 innings, walked, uncharacteristically walked three guys, gave up a couple runs. So I would think we're going to look for a little sharper version of Bieber.
The lineup is already out. Esteban Florial again leading off and batting first and playing center field. Will Brennan DHing in the game. He'll be hitting third in front of John Kenzie Noel, and Austin Hedges will be behind the plate for Bieber. So maybe Hedgie can get Bieber going and get him through three, maybe four strong innings there as well. So the Guardians, they're 3-8-1 right now in Cactus League play, but the records really don't matter. We don't really care about that. It's how healthy are the guys that are going right now. Right now, the bullpen still the area that's suffered the most damage in terms of injuries, and you're talking Trevor Stephan still sidelined, as well as James Karinchak. Neither one of those guys look like they're going to be ready to go for opening day, and it leaves it wide open. Like we talked about, a couple of spots there available on the roster to be won. So we'll see, as they continue to play Cactus League games out there, who sort of steps forward and emerges. If you want to get updates on all of that from Hoynes and from me throughout the season, the best way to do so is Guardian Subtext. It's $3.99 a month to subscribe, and we send messages directly to your cell phone via text. If you go to cleveland.com/subtext, or send a text message to 216-208-4346. We get you signed up right there for that. Hoynesy, you and I were, talking about the roster, and we were trying to break things down and talk about the spots that we think in terms of position players, who's pretty much got a spot locked up, barring injuries or any sort of changes or trades or anything like that. We're looking at about 10 guys on the roster right now, who are in camp, who, if the season started today, they would probably be, locks to be on there. You're talking Jose Ramirez, Josh Naylor, Andres Jimenez, Bo Naylor, Stephen Kwan, Ramon Laureano, Will Brennan, Austin Hedges, Miles Straw, and, Gabriel Arias are those last two. Still in sort of competition right now, yes. But we think if the season started today, those would be the guys that they would go with in those spots. So that leaves, we're talking maybe three spots. You got to get to 13 to have that balanced roster of 13 position players and 13 pitchers. So that leaves three spots there open. And the conversations that we were having before we started recording here, we're trying to figure out what it's going to come down to, and who the last remaining guys are that you know, we can, you know, sort of plug in there. I think we both agreed that if the season started right now, that Tyler Freeman would be one of those guys to have one of those final three spots.
Oh yeah, I think so, Joe. He's had a big, big camp. He's shown the flexibility of playing the infield and the outfield. He's really taken well to center field, and he swung the bat well. So you know, that's I think you know, he showed his versatility last year, and he's just building on that. And I think the key to it, Joe, is he's accepted it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's done it with a great attitude and, you know, a lot of positivity, which you know, we expected from Tyler Freeman. We've expected since we first met him and he first came up. But this is like crunch time now, and you know, he's really sort of produced in this camp, and that's been really positive to see. All right, of the guys remaining in camp, so if you earmark one of those three spots for Freeman, we're talking. Of the remaining guys on the roster, we think that there will be about four or five guys who would benefit from opening the season in AAA right now, just so they can get more at bats and so that they can play every day and be ready should the need arise. And those guys would be Brian Rocchio, David Fry, who we think you know, they're really trying to push him. On the catching side of things, even though we know he's versatile, they want to have him catch as many innings as possible. Angel Martinez, who's, you know, the story of camp right now and the way he's hitting the ball, I think you can start to groom him maybe for third base if you're looking for an option there. And Juan Brito, who's been solid so far, but they just need to see a little bit more of him at Triple A. So we think that those guys are pretty much earmarked for AAA, and that leaves a group of guys for that last spot or those last two spots. You need a DH sort of corner infield guy, and we're talking about Davison De Los Santos, John Kenzie Noel, and Kyle Manzardo. They all sort of maybe fit one particular role that the roster needs. Which of the three of them do you see maybe emerging from that group and getting a shot to be on the opening day roster?
Boy, that's a tough call, isn't it? I mean, you know, in Noel, you've got some flexibility. De Los Santos, you've got flexibility as well in that they can play first base and they can play in the outfield. De Los Santos can play some third base as well. Manzardo's pretty much a first baseman slash DH, but I really like the way Manzardo swung the bat this spring. To, you know, but you have the Rule 5 thing hanging over your head too with mm-hmm. De Los Santos. So
It's funny that you said flexibility. You're talking positional flexibility. But you don't really have a lot of flexibility with De Los Santos. You pretty much have to put him on the roster, whereas Noel and Manzardo both have options. They can, you know, actually Manzardo isn't even on the 40 man. So, you know, those are guys that I think that might make the decision for you right there, right?
Yeah, that's a good point, Joe. I mean, and what do you really don't have anything to lose by keeping De Los Santos. I mean, if you're happy with the way he finishes camp here, and you know, you might as well start him in season, try to see if what he does, how you use him during your regular season, and then maybe, you know, a month in, if he's struggling or you don't think he's going to succeed, you can offer him back to Arizona and see what happens there. Or if you really like him, you can try to make a deal with Arizona, trade them somebody else and let him go to the minors and, you know, get the work he needs.
Yeah. I think that might be the approach is, you know, give one of those last two spots to De Los Santos and, you know, give him, you know, a month, maybe two. And if you like what you see, you try to work something out if you need to send him down to AAA. If not, then you cut him loose. But I think the roster flexibility with Noel and Manzardo means that regardless of how well they perform for the rest of camp, I think De Los Santos gets that spot and Noel and Manzardo head down and go to work in Triple A. That leaves one more spot, a 13th spot, and I think right now the candidates remaining in camp are Esteban Florial, Chase DeLauder, and Jonathan Rodriguez, because you want to have that as an outfield spot. And again, this might be the same situation. DeLauder and Rodriguez have options, have the ability to be, sent down to minor league camp, and or Rodriguez optioned at least, and Florial might just get that spot by default. So, what do you think about that situation there for that 13th spot on the roster?
Yeah, Florial really has had a quiet camp. He hasn't done a whole lot at all, Joe, but he is out of options. So, there was a reason you made the trade for him. He did show power at AAA with the Yankees last year. So you could make a decision here. Okay, we'll go with this guy and see what he can give us through the first 6-7 weeks of the season. If he can push Straw, is he a legitimate candidate to be an everyday center fielder, something he never got a chance to do in New York? And you have Rodriguez and De La Tour that you could send down. And, De La Tour is probably going to go to Double A, I would think, Joe. He's, he just, scratched the surface at Double A last year. So I would think he'd start the season there. But Rodriguez, he's one of their, really more promising power hitters. I think he would go to Triple A and be ready if they needed some, an influx of power.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking, is that Rodriguez goes to Triple A, DeLauder goes to Double A, and just gets as many at bats under his belt as he possibly can. I don't think the stay will be very long at Double A for Chase DeLauder. I think he'll be up, well ahead of whatever Double A All-Star break or anything like that, when most guys get those calls to move up. Should be interesting there. So there we are, Hoynsie. I think we've solved the puzzle. I think this is it. We've done Stephen Vogt's job for him, and given him a roster here that he can go with. Jose Ramirez, Josh Naylor, Andres Jimenez, Bo Naylor, Stephen Kwan, Miles Straw, Ramon Laureano, Will Brennan, Austin Hedges, Gabriel Arias, Tyler Freeman, Davison De Los Santos, and Esteban Florial. That's it. Those are your 13 position players to go on the opening day roster.
Hey, it's time to open the season, Joe. Let's just mail this to Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff and tell them spring. There's no need to play the remainder, the rest of spring training.
Just push fast forward and we're already there. I think that's a pretty good way to go. All right, Hoynsie, that's going to wrap up today's edition of the Cleveland Baseball Talk podcast. No podcast tomorrow. On Friday, I will be in Columbus covering the state hockey championships for ice hockey down there at Nationwide Arena. So we'll be gone for the entire day there. We will catch back up with you guys on Monday and go over everything that happened during the weekend in Arizona. Hoynsie will check in with you then.
All right, Joe, stay out of the corners on the ice rink for sure.
Oh, they got me up in the perch. I'm bringing my heated blanket though, because it's quite cold in that arena.
All right, good deal.